We begin with Surah Al-Dukhan, which is the 25th surah, or in fact it is in the 25th juz of the Noble Quran. Surah Al-Dukhan, this is a surah that we ought to be reading every Jummah. There's great virtue to this surah, a surah that should be amongst those that we endeavor to memorize, even if we cannot memorize the entire Quran. These are amongst those surahs that we should try to memorize. The surah begins with the verse Hameen, which is from the Hurufi Muqatta'at, meaning these are allegorical expressions. These are secret between Allah and His Messenger. It's a challenge to mankind that you think you know Arabic, you think you know so much, you think you know a lot. Let me tell you what, you know nothing. You don't even know what does Hameen mean. And that is part of, you know, returning all knowledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Musa alayhi salam was asked, who is the most knowledgeable? He said, I am. And that was an answer that wasn't approved by Allah. And that is why he had to then undertake the entire journey to meet Khadir, which proved beneficial for us as an ummah. But the important point in the lesson was that never to think, and we as human beings always think, me, I, this is what I do, this is what I know. Look how proficient, how skilled I am. Look how skilled my son is. I think, you know, at times praising your children also borders on to self-praise. So people who praise their children a lot, it doesn't sound nice in public. Instead of praising ourselves or children, return everything to Allah, that Allah knows, and the greatest knowledge is with Allah. وَالْكِتَابِ الْمُبِينَ, and by the oath of the clear book. The Quran is undoubtedly the clear book which Allah had sent to mankind. When was it sent and how did it reach us? The message is given, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakatin inna kunna mudhirin. We have revealed it on a blessed night, and verily we are the warners. Now, the blessed night, there's a difference of opinion. The most accurate interpretation is that the blessed night that is referred to in this verse is the night of power, Laylatul Qadr. And this ties in with Shahr Ramadan alladhi unzila fi al-Quran. The month of Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was revealed. And also in another verse of the Noble Quran in Surah Al-Qadr, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. So these are two verses which tie in with the fact that the Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan. Sayyidina Ikrama radiallahu anhu was a student of Abdullah bin Abbas. Is of the opinion that the blessed night refers to the 15th of Sha'ban, a night that we also hope to witness what we refer to as Laylatul Bara'a or Shabi Barat. This was his interpretation, and he's quoted various ahadith which mentions that sustenance and death for the forthcoming years are determined on that night. That may not be on the same level of authenticity, and there's also no ahadith that said the Quran was revealed on that night. Now, the question may arise that the Quran was revealed gradually over a period of 23 years. How can it be said that it was revealed in a single night, or in a single this night of Qadr? The commentators have mentioned that the revelation of the Quran began on the night of Qadr within the month of Ramadan, and then that was the starting of it. Other commentators say that there were several phases. One is that the Quran is the word of Allah. From there it was inscripted onto the Lawhul Mahfuz, from the Lawhul Mahfuz to the Samaw Dunya, which is where Baytul Izza is, and then from there to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So it must have been transcripted from Lawhul Mahfuz to Baytul Izza, and that had taken place on the Laylatul Qadr or in the month of Ramadan. And from Baytul Izza to the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that was a gradual process that took place over 23 years. Allah then ends of the verse by saying, Inna kunna mundirin, verily we are the warners. Through the Quran, Allah warns His servants. And that is a favor from Allah, that He warns us. We need to take heed. He warns us of the terrible consequences of kufr. He warns us of the terrible consequences of disobedience to Allah. Allah encourages us that we do good and that we shun evil. Moving further to the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says that فِيهَا يُفْرَكُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. On this night, the decisions of every matter of wisdom is passed on this night as a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allama Baghawi rahimahumullah has translated كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ as every matter of wisdom. as every ordained or determined matter. And he reports from Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas that everything to occur in the fourth coming year is copied from the Lawh al-Mahfuz and detailed to the angel who then facilitate these matters. So it's like an instruction that is given. Here's your year plan. This is your daily plan, monthly plan. And then they are to execute this in terms of the sustenance, in terms of good, evil, death, etc. Even the names of those who will perform Hajj in the following year are recorded on that, and it's handed over to the angels. It is a mercy, rahmatan min rabbik, innahu was samiul alim. This comes as a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He sees everything, He hears everything, innahu was sami, He is all-knowing. Rabbi samawati wal ard, He is the Rabb of the heavens and the earth, and whatever is between the two. وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِن كُنْتُم مُقِنِينَ, if you have any conviction. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is out of His mercy that He has sent Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam to guide man, and He certainly hears everything, He knows everything. He is the Rabb of the heavens and the earth and whatever is between that. And if you have conviction, then understand that Allah has sent Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam with divine scriptures. They've been sent for a purpose. La ilaha illa hu. There is no deity besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yuhi wa yumit. He grants life and He grants death. Rabbukum wa rabbu abaikum. He is your Rabb and the Rabb of your predecessors, your first predecessors. Balhum fi shakki al-abun. But the unfortunate reality is that you continue to remain in doubt. You continue to be caught in doubt with regards to something that is so clear, something that is so evident, something that is so great and important, yet you continue to remain doubt about that. So these opening verses of Surah Dukhan paint for us a very powerful picture of what is to transpire on the day of Qiyamah. Then there is the issue of those who denied what was to take place, and they are being warned of a terrible day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَرْتَقِبْ يَوْمَ تَأْتِي السَّمَاءُ بِدُخَانٍ مُبِينٍ. So wait for the day when the sky will issue forth a manifest smoke. The day when a manifest smoke will come forth, the world will be covered in smoke. Now, the commentators have two opinions on this matter. Some are of the opinion that the smoke is one of the signs of Qiyamah, and it will fill the atmosphere between the earth and the sky. And as a result of the smoke, the Muslim will catch a cold, while the kafir and the sinners will experience great difficulty in breathing. There is a hadith in Sahih al-Muslim, which is narrated from Hudayfa bin Usaid al-Ghifari, that mentions 10 signs of Qiyamah, amongst which this smoke is included. And therefore, this smoke has not yet appeared, but it will appear closer to Qiyamah. That is one opinion. The other opinion is that of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, who has stated, and that is in Bukhari, that when someone had mentioned this particular verse to him, he said that whoever has knowledge should comment, and while those without knowledge should say, Allah knows best, because admission of ignorance is part of knowledge. This in fact had taken place already when the Quraysh rejected Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua that, oh Allah, assist me against them by afflicting them with 7 years of drought, as took place in the time of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah accepted this dua, and a severe drought had broken out and affected the Quraysh, and matters deteriorated to the extent that they were forced to eat carrion and bones, and they suffered great deal of hunger, that they actually began to see smoke emerging from the sky. And it was at that point that فَرْتَقِبْ يَوْمَ تَأْتِي السَّمَاءُ بِدُخَانٍ مُبِينٍ. Wait for the day when the sky will issue forth a manifest smoke. It was then that day that the Quraysh had made a dua, and they said, رَبَّنَا اكْشِفْ, that, O Allah, remove this punishment from us, we shall believe. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said that when you read these first 15 verses, you will understand. Allah says, we shall alleviate this from them. Inna kashiful adab, that we shall alleviate the punishment for a while, but you people will certainly return. Innakum aidun. So when you look at these verses, فَرْتَقِبْ يَوْمَ تَأْتِي السَّمَاءُ بِدُخَانٍ مُبِينٍ يَغْشَى النَّاسَ هَذَا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. So wait for the day when the sky will issue forth a manifest smoke which will envelop mankind, and this is a painful punishment. And they will say, رَبَّنَا اكْشِفْ عَنَّا الْعَذَابَ إِنَّا مُؤْمِنُونَ. Oh, our Rabb, remove this punishment from us, we surely believe. أَنَّا لَوْمُ الذِّكْرَ وَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ مُبِينٌ. Allah says, from where now can they have advice when a manifest messenger had already come to them and brought a clear message, yet they did not heed to the message. And when we are given advice, the most important thing is that we heed the message that is given to us and we submit to it. May Allah make us from those who submit to the message of the Deen of Islam.